Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Hurricane Melissa on a collision course with Jamaica. Outer bands of the monster Category 5 storm roaring ashore.
If we are real worried because it might just rip the whole place apart.
The island is bracing for dangerous winds up to 175 miles an hour, 30 to 40 inches of rain, and life-threatening storm surge. Officials warning flash floods and landslides could be catastrophic. Power outages may last weeks or even months.
Yeah, months is what I'm anticipating. This is just horrible, what we're expecting to see from Melissa. And, you know, it's got 175-mile-an-hour maximum sustained wind as of the latest report at, this would be 4 o'clock our time from NOAA. Moving at, they're saying 5 miles an hour. I guess it's speeding up a little bit now as it's not heading directly into that, cold front, right, John, was the one that was pushing down on it. That it kind of basically
The high pressure was pushing down on it, but the cold front has come through.
And now it's going to be moving north by northeast.
Steering mechanism,
yeah, so it's going to accelerate. Because I was trying to figure out how they're anticipating it would be at Jamaica now and be at Cuba by nightfall, because that's another 90 miles. And if it's only going 2 or 3 miles an hour, that's, you know, 30 to 40 hours. Well, it's speeding up now, it's speeding up a little bit enough to be able to make that crossing. But yeah, it's going to be just absolutely atrocious. The Prime Minister of Jamaica, Andrew Holness, was talking about this yesterday and some of the the prolonged problems that they're going to have as a result of this storm.
Whilst we understand wind and rain and what it can do, but if it stays for a very long time, you're not just dealing with saturation. You're dealing with a higher level of destruction, a higher probability of landslides, a higher probability of flooding, even in areas where flooding would not have taken place.
Yeah, for 30 to 40 inches of rain, maybe 12, maybe 15 foot of storm surge, and it's going to take quite some time to cross the island. And man, it's just I try to put it in perspective to think about what we've experienced here, and it's one of the strongest storms on record ever anywhere. Period. With a pressure low in the middle that makes it the seventh strongest storm. John, you were talking about being one of the driest storms.
Driest eye.
In fact, it set the record twice in the last day for being the driest eye of a storm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm gonna let you explain why that matters, because I don't understand why that matters, but you explain it because you've got more of the meteorology interest.
Well, it's a dry eye is a hurricane and a powerful, rapid, intensifying dry eye indicates the storm's intense strength and high efficiency. Storm strength.
You sound like you're reading. Are you reading?
Air at the top of the eye wall is forced inward and then sinks to the eye. As it sinks, it dries, warms up, clearing out the clouds.
Oh, so it pushes the clouds out.
That's how you get the eye.
The strength of it. Okay. You see the video from the hurricane hunters?
Oh, yes.
My God.
I was following them last night on flight radar.
Yeah. It's, I don't know how they do their job. I'm glad I don't have to do that job. But yeah, this is going to be just absolutely awful. Meanwhile, in local news, Governor DeSantis I got to praise him for this. Doug Broxson, former state senator Doug Broxson, has been approved to the state board of the board of governors for the university system. I mean, after all of the loses that we've had lately.
The loses?
Yeah, when it comes to who he's been appointing to, the Board of Trustees for PSC and UWF and all of the drama around that, and particularly around Zach Smith, but others as well. Scott Yenner and, that finally we get a win. Finally. Because putting Doug Broxson on the state board of governor or the state board of governors to oversee the entire university and college system in Florida, I'll take that. That's finally good news, genuinely good news. So Doug is a very capable legislator, very capable guy, very involved in education, and I didn't know this was coming, but perfect choice, fantastic, and he's from here, so all of the good things, I'll take it. It's good news. 6:15 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free. I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98, 29 are all looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. The History of the Blues is presented by Dale's Marine Construction.
In 1953, the Blue Angels were scheduled to change over to a newer version of the F9F Panther, the F9F6 Cougar. They took delivery on August 4, 1953. While flying the new planes from New York to their home at Corpus Christi, Lieutenant Commander Ray Hawkins experienced a life-threatening malfunction at supersonic speed. The six planes were flying in a line-abreast formation at 40,000 feet over Mississippi when Hawkins' plane suddenly went out of control. He was thrown down into a vertical loop, screaming towards Earth. Despite his best attempts to adjust the trim to recover, the plane dove deeper and faster. Centrifugal force was pulling him out of his seat, although the seatbelts and canopy prevented him from falling out. A glance at the instrument panel showed he was losing altitude quickly and was traveling well over the speed of sound. The tremendous G-forces prevented him from reaching the lever that would jettison the canopy and a moment later eject the pilot. Fortunately, he was able to reach the emergency lever that ejected the seat and pilot, albeit by blasting through the plastic canopy. He survived the ordeal with a few cuts and scratches and one cracked rib. He was the first Navy pilot to make an ejection at such high speeds and survive. Years later, Ray Hawkins became the chief of staff for the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation at NAS Pensacola. The problem with his plane was caused by a malfunction in the hydraulic valves that controlled the flying tail. The F9F6 Cougars never did find a home with the Blue Angels, and the 1953 season was completed with the F9F Panthers. In 1954, the Blue Angels welcomed its first Marine aviator, Captain Chuck Height, to the team. Since then, it has been tradition to reserve at least one of the six pilot positions for a representative of the United States Marine Corps. Between the 1954 and 1955 seasons, the Blue Angels made the transition to another Grumman Cougar, the swept-wing F9F8. And at the beginning of the 55 season, the Blue Angels flew their Cougars to their new home base, Sherman Field, on board NAS Pensacola, where they've remained ever since. I'll be back with more after this.
Dale's Marine Construction has been building high-quality waterfront structures in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties for 35 years, making Dale's Marine the leading marine contractor for seawall projects, riprap, docks, boathouses, and boatlifts. From planning and permitting through construction, the experienced foremen at Dale's Marine Construction are true craftsmen who do the job right. Get your dream waterfront installation started today and live the dock life with Dale's Marine Construction, proud sponsor of the Blue Angels.
Witness a change of command ceremony like you've never seen before. Next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Down, set, puck. We're kicking off for the season at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether you're tailgating at the big game or sharing a meal with friends, it's always Sonny's. Enjoy the new fall menu with Maple Barbecue Smoked Turkey Club or Maple Barbecue Pork Burn-Ins. How about some sweet potato waffle fries or even our new pecan pie egg rolls? And don't forget the platter of slow-smoked chicken wings. Come see us at Sonny's with four locations in the News Radio area. Pace, 9th Avenue, Navy Boulevard, and Pine Forest. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey! Bring the bottle back.
By the way, I think I undershot dramatically. I was talking about Hurricane Melissa and its size, and I was talking about 15 miles Maybe more like 150 miles.
Yeah, I think the eye wall is 10 to 15.
Yeah, I mean, just judging it against the size of Jamaica and looking at it on a map, and of course, outer band effects much even farther than that. But I think Jamaica runs about 100 miles east to west. So if that gives you, you know, when you're looking at it on a map, somewhere in the 100 to 150, like you said, John, the eye itself is probably 5 to 10 miles. So, whew. All right. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
That's what's happening.
Well, it is what's happening.
It is what's happening.
David.
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 Good morning. Yes.
Hello.
That's quite the wave you got going on.
Thanks.
Hey, you know,
it's a two-person wave.
Yeah, that's what I was. I just thought it was like the ball game wave. You know, but turns out no. Well, it's day 28 of the second longest government shutdown in U.S. history. A federal judge in San Francisco today hearing arguments on whether the Trump administration can carry out mass layoffs during the ongoing shutdown. That hearing comes as over 700,000 federal employees are still furloughed, essential workers clocking in without pay. The top.
Maybe he's trying to break the record. Well, so Trump is a guy who is, you know, likes to break things that aren't broken. You know, likes to find different ways to, you know, create leverage, and is not at all concerned about tradition or continuity or anything like that. Right? I mean, look at what he's doing with the East Wing. Okay, it might be too like understatement to call this a theory, but. One possibility in all this is that Trump wants to dramatically reduce the size of the federal government. I think that's a known, right? How do you accomplish that? Well, create a shutdown, shed some more people, and then let's see where we're at when we get done. And maybe we got to hire some back, because that's been a pattern, right? When he lets go too many people, and then he has to unlet them go. But I think part of his motivation in all of this is drastic action is necessary. Drastic action can be done during a shutdown. Let's go. What Democrats thought was a problem, Trump thinks is an opportunity. Maybe.
I could see that.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead, sir.
Well, the top Border Patrol agent overseeing Operation Midway Blitz in Chicago is set to appear before a federal judge today in Chicago. Judge Sarah Ellis ordered U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commander Gregory Bovino to appear and answer questions about the use of chemical agents on civilian protesters. And Demi Lovato apparently heading out on tour for the first time since 2022 next year. She's announced her It's Not That Deep tour, and that'll kick off April 8th in Charlotte.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and not get my ticket. So cool. Excellent. Good. But for the people who like her, you know, fantastic. David, thanks so much for the update. 6:23 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I was telling you earlier how I went back and watched the Alfred E. Smith Dinner, which was fantastic. That's one of the two really good comedy events of the year for political nerds like me. The other is the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And in this case, it was Mike Pompeo and Anthony Blinken, or Tony, but I like to call him Antony because it sounds funny because there's no H in his name. But Antony Blinken, the two former secretaries of state prior to the current one, Marco Rubio. Anyway, Mike Pompeo has lost a lot of weight. I barely recognized him. He's one of these, I assume, Ozempic, you know, beneficiaries.
But look, let's cut to the chase. So many of you have been so kind. I know I'm a little more trim than when you saw me last. I've lost over 90 pounds since leaving office. Yeah, there you go.
Could just be clean living.
I didn't count on that one for applause, but I'll take it. Look, it turns out that the real foreign threat on my life wasn't the Iranian fatwa, but instead cheeseburgers, pasta, and French fries.
And by the way, that's important to understand, because there is an ongoing Iranian death threat against him, but he's had his security detail canceled. That becomes part of the jokes as you're going forward.
So,
because he's not a Trumper anymore, right? It's kind of why, but part of it anyway.
So look, a couple years out of politics, I not only lost my gut, but I lost my security detail as well. That's right. In spite of the continuing threats on my life, I do not have diplomatic security service protecting me anymore. So tonight, I'm very thankful, with Cardinal Dolan's help, the Vatican was kind enough to send over a couple of Swiss guards.
you know what the Swiss guards look like? Have you seen the Swiss guards? Carrying their halberds.
Yes.
And their pantaloons.
Because nothing says intimidation like a guy dressed like a nutcracker.
Accurate.
Yeah, when I was in office, I had a C-17, an armored vehicle, encrypted communications. I had special forces following me in the shadows. Now I get the middle seat on Delta, a Kia Sorento. I have a publicly available phone number, and instead of Navy SEALs, I have a neighbor named Don who plays Call of Duty. The American way, yes.
Yeah.
We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still rolling accident-free right now. If you are at the intersection of 9 Mile and Highway 29 going northbound and southbound, you see just a minor delay there, but that's all the delays I'm seeing right now. So good news on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So when you call a realtor, you expect to get results, right? You don't call a realtor thinking, maybe my house won't sell at all. Like, you're hoping to get the house sold. Or if you're trying to buy, same thing. You're trying to get the deal done. Well, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty sell about 3 to 4 homes on average every single week. If you do the math, 165 homes they sold last year divided by 52. Okay, so constantly doing sales, right? And she's told me, I was talking to her the other day, and she said, look, one of the things we're running into is, you know, a couple of years ago, anybody could sell a home. It was very easy. Homes were moving fast. Prices were inflating. It was, you know, simple. Not so much these days. It's just a little bit more challenging. And so she says that people are coming to her who have had a realtor or two or five realtors, and they come to her and say, can you help? And she sells her house. I cannot imagine the pain and anguish of going through, let alone five, just like even one or two, and it doesn't happen. But five realtors? More than once, she said, it's happened. So if you want expertise, experience, people who are going to get the job done, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 786-5 realtors? 786-3996. All right, back to Mike Pompeo speaking at the Alfred E. Smith dinner the other day, which was very entertaining. Again, talking about the fatwa on his life from the Iranians, the loss of his security detail, and this is the stand-up portion. It's kind of funny, you know, seeing secretaries of state do stand-up, but, you know, smart people can usually be funny. Not always, but, you know, smart people can usually be funny.
By the way, the fatwa I talked about is real. The Ayatollah in Iran still trying to kill me. So shout out to the NYPD for taking such good care of us all and keeping us safe here tonight. Thank you. That fatwa includes a $1 million bounty on my head, which my wife thinks is a little low. But having said that, I also caught her Googling the other day insurance payouts. So I'm going to keep an eye on you, Susan.
And then he got into, there's always a roast portion, you know, of making, but it's kind of light roasting. It's not vicious roasting, although some of these were pretty, you know, anyway. The honoree for the night was Robert Kraft, the billionaire owner of the New England Patriots. Also a guy who'd been in the news for some, how do you want to describe this? Strip mall visits? Is that what you want to describe that as? I think that's probably a charitable way to say it.
I'm going to do a quick roll call, if I may. Mr. Murdoch was supposed to be here. Fox table's there in the back. Rupert Murdoch, agent name, Propaganda Panda. He's cute, he's cuddly, and he can turn a retirement community into a guerrilla army before breakfast. Mike Bloomberg, Mayor, where are you at? Mike's here tonight. He was one of my best. His cover story was being mayor. His actual assignment, eliminate fun. If it sparkled, was a big gulp, or it made noise after 10 p.m., confirmed as contraband. Adam Silver, NBA, head honcho. Codename? No, wait, Adam works for the Chinese government. He wasn't one of ours, my bad.
Wow. Wow.
I almost pulled that one, but, you know, had to keep it in.
No, that's a good one to keep in.
And finally, Cardinal Dolan himself, also known as Agent Black Smoke. And trust me, Cardinal Dolan wanted the name White Smoke.
Because of the Pope selection. I think we all wanted Cardinal Dolan to get that.
Yes, Cardinal Dolan, many of us wanted that name for you, but the conclave is tougher than a Letitia James grand jury.
All right, one more. Just one more quick.
Mr. Kraft, the happy warrior, is here with his beautiful wife, Dana. I remember some of the snarky comments, not mine, when they first got together. People poked fun at their age gap. To which Bill Belichick said, age gap, hold my beer.
I like a good roast, and these were light roasting, but it was funny. Tony Blinken surprised me the most. We'll share some of that later on in the show, but very entertaining event. It's, you know, we all need a little more comedy in our lives, and we all need to not take ourselves quite so seriously, so a little bit of roasting can be a healthy thing. 6:30 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Local news coming up next after 5. So we'll be back. Stick around.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Trump met with Japan's new prime minister in Tokyo today.
Japan's first female prime minister, Sanae Takaishi, is, of course, Shinzo Abe's protege, and she sought to use that connection to establish a strong relationship with President Trump. She gifted him one of Abe's golf clubs. The two leaders signed a work agreement pledging to ramp up mining and processing of rare earth minerals.
That is Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Jamaica bracing for Hurricane Melissa, the Category 5 storm on track to slam the island today.
This is going to be the strongest storm on record ever for Jamaica. Winds overnight up to 175 miles an hour, just barely moving at the north-northeast at 5 miles an hour. A slow-moving storm, obviously more dangerous. That means more time with the wind, more time with the rain. Flooding going to be a major concern.
And that is Fox Weather's Adam Klotz. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3, and right now we've got partly cloudy skies, 62 degrees here in Pensacola. Of course, we'll get to our forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Well, a 16-year-old still recovering after a surgery. He was shot last weekend in an accidental shooting at a party in Walnut Hill. Officials say two teens had been playing with a gun. They had taken from a vehicle. One teen pulled the trigger thinking it was unloaded, but there was a round in the chamber.
Both the victim and witnesses and the suspect all claim that it was not done intentionally. They felt like the gun was not loaded, and there was encouragement from the victim himself also to pull the trigger.
It's Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. He tells Channel 3 those teens were careless and says it's a terrible lesson for them to learn. The shooter was charged with grand theft of a firearm and possession of a firearm by a minor, but investigators declined to charge him for the shooting itself. Two people were rescued from a rip current on Pensacola Beach yesterday. Lifeguards in the Escambia Fire Rescue were called to the incident. One adult and one child were pulled from the water. The child was taken to the hospital. No word on their condition as of today. Baldwin County Public Schools are set to redistrict next year in Alberta, Daphne, Central Baldwin due to significant growth over the last few years. That means students next year could be zoned at different schools. Superintendent Eddie Tyler says Baldwin is actually the seventh fastest growing area in the entire country right now. The district said they need new schools to alleviate overcrowding. Jubilee Elementary School opening next year, while plans for W.J. Carroll to potentially become a second middle school in Daphne are also being discussed. Tyler's encouraging parents to attend upcoming public meetings to learn more about their redistricting. Those are set in Alberta, Central Baldwin, and Daphne in November, and we'll have times and locations on the News Radio website. A recent circuit court ruling recently made the ban on 18 to 20-year-olds concealed carrying a weapon unenforceable, but only in a portion of the state. That ruling only affecting the local area of that ruling. Locally, though, officials in Santa Rosa County say they've been watching this case, and they're still enforcing the law as it currently stands.
A lot of times when these rulings come out of a certain circuit, they end up going to the Circuit of Appeals, and then they end up affecting the whole state of Florida from the Supreme Court. So we're just going to have to wait and read that and see how that affects us and how that affects the state law.
And that is Chief Deputy Randy Tift. He says current law says you need to be eligible for a concealed carry permit in order to conceal or open carry a weapon without a permit. Now, a crisis. That's how Mana Food Pantry's Executive Director D.D. Flaunlacher describes the recent announcement that SNAP benefits may not be issued November 1st.
And I can tell you that we're already doing crisis planning here at Mana, trying to figure out you know, who we can get food to, how we get more food out, especially, again, if SNAP benefits are cut, because that is a very serious problem, and it is a it's a serious issue, a serious problem for folks that you and I know, who we meet in the grocery store. Maybe it's the person who cuts our hair.
Flenlacher says this will affect children and elderly residents who depend on those benefits for survival. Flenlacher tells News Radio that they are working to get the food where it's needed, and she says anybody affected by their loss of benefits shouldn't feel bad if they're forced to turn to food pantries for help. She says that's what they're there for. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are all looking good. Highway 29, 90, and 98 are flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
Cloudy skies today with a high near 73 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 58. For Wednesday, early showers and thunderstorms, 50% chance of rain, clearing out for the afternoon. Wednesday afternoon, high near 71 degrees. For Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 51. And by Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 65. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, 62 degrees, cloudy skies. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. At this point, you can use ChatGPT to do just about anything. That now includes buying stuff online. PayPal has signed a deal with OpenAI to embed digital wallets into the AI tool so users can pay for items that ChatGPT digs up. OpenAI is trying to position ChatGPT as a personal shopper, able to find items for its 700 million weekly users. Well, to power all this AI talk, you need a lot of energy. And to that end, Google and utility giant NextEra Energy have launched a partnership to revive Iowa's only nuclear power plant. The site could start operating as soon as the end of the decade if it gets approval. Google is looking for low-carbon energy sources to fuel its Gemini AI assistant and other AI pursuits. It can't always be a record day on Wall Street, and at least at the start, today is not. Futures are flat after the major indexes posted another round of record highs yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
At Bank of America, we asked our people, how do you take ownership of your career?
I'm able to grow my way by putting the priorities that I have for my career first.
I thrive on being a leader who's behind the team, not in front of the team.
Every few years, I'm being re-energized because I get to do something different and learn something new.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Fall is here, and White Sands Electric wants to remind you it's the perfect time of year for safety upgrades, like replacing that antique breaker panel or adding surge protection. Also, it's getting darker earlier, and White Sands Electric wants their commercial clients to know their 42-foot and 65-foot bucket trucks and their 126-foot boom lift can take care of virtually any exterior lighting repairs or upgrades. Call 850-433-6080 or visit whitesandselectric.com today.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go further. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation can help your business thrive.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I, oh, let's go.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
All right, John, we're playing Name That Tune. No?
You got me.
Oh, okay. I figure with your like long history in Christian broadcasting, it's Newsboys. Take me to your leader. Because we're talking to Christian Rhodes, my dear friend, longtime friend, who is also the chair of the board for Leadership Santa Rosa. Kristen, and also fills in for me once in a while, is on the rap and does all kinds of cool things. She's a really sharp lady. Kristen, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you, Andrew. I'm so happy to be with you this morning. Well, I feel like I haven't talked to you and John in forever.
I know. It's been a while. Well, sharpen everything except that you're a Bengals and a Reds fan, but we can forgive all that. You know, from Ohio, you can't really fix it. So.
Well, why do you have to have a burn so early in the morning?
Hey, you can get on me for the Cardinals. I mean, it's fine. We're all terrible this year. So the reason I wanted to have you on is because people may not realize that the deadline to apply for Leadership Santa Rosa has extended, has changed a little bit. But also, there's been some changes with Leadership Santa Rosa that people might not be aware of. Is that right?
Yes, it's been a really exciting year for Leadership Santa Rosa. For many people, you've known that Leadership Santa Rosa, which is very similar to LEAP. People are very familiar with LEAP in Pensacola. It has been a round in engaging leaders and teaching people about Santa Rosa County for over 41 years. It was originally started as a program of the Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce, and for at least half of its lifespan, it's been supported by all of the chambers in the county. So it's really had developed into a countywide supported leadership program. And so after, you know, all of the great success that the chamber had set Leadership Santa Rosa up for, we felt that it was a great time to evolve the program into an independent 501c3 that is still supported by all of our partner chambers in the county. So that way we can really focus our efforts and our resources and everything on bringing the whole county together, bringing all of those chambers together to really support it as a true countywide initiative. So we're really excited that happened this year, and we are off and running.
Got it. Okay. And for people who do not know, Leadership Pensacola and Leadership Santa Rosa and all the leadership programs, the basic principle is people who might be sort of either up and coming and sometimes more well-established, there's all kinds of ages involved in this, but people who might want to learn more about you know, what goes on in an area or become more connected with other similarly situated leaders and up-and-coming leaders in an area, you go through this program. It's typically a year long, and, you know, once a month you get together for a day, and the day can be all kinds of stuff. I've done both Leadership Pensacola and Leadership Santa Rosa, both fantastic programs, but you know, you get to learn what makes Santa Rosa County tick, or in Leadership Pensacola's case, what makes Pensacola and Escambia County tick. And it's, I mean, really, really effective. And for me, the value partially was learning, but partially was just connecting with people. Like, making those connections have been some of my longest, most enduring and meaningful connections, right?
Absolutely. And I believe your farm piece with Ryan Jenkins,
yeah,
didn't that happen kind of as a connection through Agribusiness Day through Leadership Santa Rosa?
That's
so
it. I met
there's just so many wonderful
yep,
things.
I met Ryan when we visited his farm for Leadership Santa Rosa, and that grew into this whole thing for the show. Absolutely. That's right. Yeah.
We have found that there are people, even if they have lived in Santa Rosa County their entire lives, if when they go through the program, there are things that they learn about their community that they had no idea was going on, or ways that they could get connected. So it really is, don't think that you shouldn't go through the program because you've lived here or worked here forever. You think you are very connected and know what's going on. I guarantee you there's going to be things that you learn about.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, in both cases, you know, sort of lifelong friends, people that I met, and I think of, you know, particularly with Leadership Pensacola, like, you know, Josh Newby and Tommy Leiter and Will Condon and Brett Aldridge. I mean, like, I just think of, you know, it's an amazing thing to think back on, you know, who all was in that class with me and, you know, what those folks have meant to me since. So I'm a big fan of both of these programs. What's the thing that's happened now with Leadership Santa Rosa, the application deadline? You guys have pushed that back a little bit, in part because of, with the spinoff and the changes, you want to get the word out and have people have a little bit longer to apply. Is that right?
Yes. So one thing I do want to mention, especially for those that may be familiar with LEAP, is one thing that's different from our program is that ours runs more on a calendar year. So we have orientation for our new class in December, and then their full class starts in January throughout the calendar year, and then they graduate the following December. And so we are normally the end of October is the deadline for applications, so we can get everyone selected and ready for orientation in December. But one of the things we did with this transition was we brought some additional technology into play. So we have a website now, leadershipsantarosafl.com. That FL is very important because there is a Santa Rosa, California.
Right? Yeah.
Which we did receive an application from somebody in California for next year's class.
That's funny.
So make sure you go to leadershipsantarosafl.com and you can apply online. So the whole application is digital. So that is one of the new things. But also with the government shutdown, we also found that we have a lot of people, like folks at Whiting and some others that typically go through the class, and they are in a little bit of a holding pattern right now. So because of that, we've also extended the application deadline to November 7th.
Holding pattern for the Whiting people. It's funny. Right. And typically, like in my class, I think probably a quarter of the class was Whiting folks. So that's a big difference to not have them. And they may be able to come online, obviously, if the government shut down ends soon enough, hopefully. So, well, excellent. So LeadershipSantaRosaFL.com. Actually, hang on for just a second, Kristen. Let me get John Pickens in here with traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you. No delays either. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And I do want to remind people that tonight, overnight from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m., the I-10 bridge over 9 Mile at exit 5 is going to be closed. Eastbound bridge is going to be closed. You're going to have to go down the off-ramp and come back up. The on-ramp is how they're routing traffic. Do expect that until 6 a.m. tomorrow. So do expect that to possibly affect your commute if you're traveling eastbound on I-10 at that time. Back to Kristen Rhodes, the board chair for the Leadership Santa Rosa Board of Directors. Kristen, you were just about to say, last thoughts on this. Who needs to apply? What's the deadline? Any other information they need before they go to the website?
Absolutely. So November 7th is the extended deadline for applications. And I would just say one of the things that's going to make this, especially transition to an independent 501c3 successful, is our alumni like you and others that have gone through the program. So think of people in your network that you think, you know what, I'm not sure if they've gone through the program or not because it's been going on for, you know, we're taking applications for class 39 now, but just reach out to them and say, hey, I really enjoyed this program. I think you might too. Go to the website, leadershipsantarosafl.com. Look at the program, apply. I think you would really enjoy it. And so we need our alumni to help push that word about the transition and the applications too.
And I mean, certainly people who live in Santa Rosa, this is a big opportunity for you. But, you know, a lot of the people in my Leadership Santa Rosa class were from Escambia as well. Whether they want to learn more about Santa Rosa, they do business in Santa Rosa, or they're thinking about like kind of growing into Santa Rosa and want to make connections. It's all of that stuff it's useful for. Kristen Rhodes, again, the board chair for Leadership Santa Rosa Board, now that they have become an independent 501c3. Kristen, thanks for the time. Great to talk to you. Great to hear your voice. And hopefully for both of us, baseball season's better next year.
Let's hope and pray every year.
Thanks so much for the time this morning. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
6:48 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. At least the World Series is entertaining. Speaking of which, John, did you watch it all last? You were watching Monday Night Football.
No, I was watching Monday Night Football.
Watching the Chiefs beat up on the don't call them the Redskins, right?
Yes, exactly. Because I needed Debo to do very well, and he didn't. Oh, well, so I lost my fantasy football.
So it goes. It was a fun game. The game. Shohei Ohtani, good lord. Bottom of the third inning.
Comes back in. It's lifted to deep right field. Turns the corner. Goodbye. Ohtani goes deep.
And I think that was the second home run of the inning. I think Teoscar Hernandez had hit one right before that, so I think that made it 2-0. Then in the top of the fourth, Alejandro Kirk, who had, he's the little stout dude. He just looks like, you know, come on, that guy can't play baseball. Oh, yeah. Two men on, top of the fourth.
Breaking ball toward the left center field. Paez going back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. It's gone.
And that just made me happy.
Game three.
3-2 at that point. So, of course, Shohei Ohtani gets up again in the bottom of the seventh when they're down 4-5. So the Blue Jays are winning. What I love about this series is at least the Blue Jays are putting up a good struggle. And it could, I mean, I don't know how it's going to turn out because I thought this was going to be a blowout by the Dodgers. But bottom of the seventh, Shohei Ohtani again.
When you pitch late in the game, I don't care who you are. Location, location, location is the most important thing. Ohtani. Oh, center cut fastball. God.
This ball is unhittable. This ball is inside 3 or 4 inches up to a left-handed hitter. Are you kidding? It's unhittable. And he hits it for a home run. I don't even understand. So then 5-5 into the 10th, into the 11th, into the 12th, into the 13th, into the 14th, into the 15th, into the 16th. Oh, by the way, the Blue Jays got robbed on a call early in the game when it was the umpire's fault. He called a strike on an obvious ball that would have been a walk that the runner on first then got picked off of because he thought he was just going to walk to second. He should have reset. He should have said, okay, that's a strike. Go back to a 3-2 count. You go back to first, and he didn't. And they scored runs later in that inning, so you have no idea what would have happened because they were down and out and a base runner. But anyway, you know, that's what sports is. Sometimes it's frustrating. And then the 18th inning, Freddie Freeman.
Los Angeles. Sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the catch strikes me. Freddie Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat.
18 innings tied for the longest World Series game ever. Wow. And by the way, I love that they don't do the ghost runner on second in the postseason. I love they don't do it in the World Series. I wish they stayed with the regular season rules for the postseason because if you have a long game, it can dramatically affect what you do against other teams, you know. And also, we're learning. I think sitting, when you sweep a team and then you sit, you suffer. Teams who sit suffer. Teams who are playing and having to play every day for their lives, they usually do better. So anyway, Dodgers are up 2-1 in that series, and we'll see how it goes. They play again tonight. 651 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, and if you need new windows or want new windows because, I don't know, maybe the neighbors play their baseball games too loud.
You want that's you.
Better sound dampening. And this is actually kind of common, is one reason people get windows is they would just want to cut down on the noise like from the air conditioning unit that's outside. So it's, you know, that might be a factor. Or if you have a facing for your house that gets a lot of sun with a lot of windows and you want to cut down on the heating bill or the air conditioning bill, either way, not quality roofing solutions. New South Windows. I also advertise for Quality, and they're fantastic too. But New South Windows, they just do fantastic work. They will come out, they will put the window together for you. They can show you how it actually hinders the sun getting in and heating up your home. In fact, this is one of the things I was surprised by, is the technology that goes into windows is, it's amazing. Like, you can have your hand in front of a window, and on the other side it has the heat lamp. And with a regular window, you can feel it. It's hot. I mean, you don't want to touch the window. Same thing for the better windows, and then even the contractor grade windows. And then when you put your hand in front of the New South, the eVantage windows, like, you cannot feel it. Like, no heat gets in, which is an amazing effectiveness for heat savings and air conditioning savings. You can get like 20 to 40% off of your utility costs, which means that at least they can approach almost paying for themselves over the course of the next 10 to 20 years. And they're an investment in the home, which raises the value of your home. Anyway, New South Windows, located next to Crunch in the Books a Million Hobby Lobby Shopping Center on Davis Highway, right there at Langley.
Think all art festivals are the same? Think Foo Foo Fest in Pensacola isn't your scene? Think you've heard all the music before, or that local theater is predictable? Well, foo around and find out. If you think you're not up for random adventures, can't be surprised anymore, or don't believe you can make memories around every corner, foo around and find out at Foo Foo Fest in Pensacola, Florida, October 30th through November 10th, 2025. Visit foofoofest.com to learn more.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel Thursday at 10:30 when guests Deb Hooks and Chelsea Weaver from Pensacola State College will be on the show talking about the Foo Foo Exhibition and the JCPenney and PSC Suit Up event. You will not want to miss this show. Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with guests from Pensacola State College.
the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The third annual Fall Worship Festival returns to downtown Pensacola Saturday at Museum Park Plaza. Everyone is invited to enjoy the music, food, fellowship, and fun. Get more at experienceworship.org. St. Anthony of Padua Fall Festival is Sunday from 11 to 3. Check out St. Anthony Church on Facebook for more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo! Yeah.
Summer, summer, summertime, summertime. Time to sit back and unwind.
Well, not so much anymore, but still. Thought it was okay to play DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. I'm having this kind of an interesting conversation. I had a couple of people text me at 437-1620 and ask me, are you an anti-East Winger? And I didn't know that was a thing. Climate denier, anti-East Winger, you know, Trumper, Trump hater, I don't know, whatever. My answer to both of them was, I just find the whole thing weird. You know, like the president wakes up one day and decides to demolish the East Wing and then solicit $300 million in private donations to build a giant new ballroom and the campus of the West Wing. It's just, or a campus of the White House. It's just odd. Might be fantastic, but weird, especially during a shutdown. But, you know, somebody texted back and said, I don't know that he woke up one day and did it. He's been thinking about it for a long time. And the private donations are a little unusual, but, you know, then again, versus foreign governments or whatever, but also versus government spending, right? If you can't complain about the government wasting money when it's private donations, then you can't complain that it's not government funding when it's private. Pick your complaint. And he said, it's also weird because you have all of these functional problems with the current setup, and that this is suddenly the thing that they're attacking. Like, there's all kinds of things you can criticize President Trump for. This is the thing? Because I don't think the average person thought about the East Wing in the last, like, 5 years, ever.
You don't think about that daily?
Nobody. It's like they're all super attached to the historic East Wing that they discovered existed after Trump demolished it. You know, like, it's just, it is a weird one to attack him on. I agree. All right, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right, still rolling accident-free right now. If you're on I-10 eastbound, even through the construction zones, it's looking good. Highway 29 southbound as you approach 10 Mile Road, starting to see just some minor delays in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Now, somebody texts in and says, you're not supposed to be able to use private money to fund work on government buildings like it's federal law. I'm not familiar. It may well be. I don't know what the mechanism here is. So, I'd like to know more. But again, when you say like $300 million project, you're like, I thought we were into the Doge mode. Oh, it's from private companies. Okay, never mind. You know, again, it's kind of pick your complaint mechanism. And there is always, there's the concern of people purchasing influence, right? I mean, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars from private companies. Sounds a little weird, right? Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the island of Jamaica bracing for the arrival of the strongest storm on record this year.
We have issued an order under the Disaster Risk Management Act declaring the entire island of Jamaica a threatened area. Shelters have been prepared, supplies pre-positioned, and emergency teams are standing by across the island.
Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness, forecasters saying the Category 5 storm will have life-threatening flooding, several feet of rain, and landslides as a possibility. Current wind speeds clocked at about 175 miles per hour. Day 28 now of the second longest government shutdown in U.S. history. A federal judge in San Francisco is hearing arguments today on whether the Trump administration can carry out mass layoffs during the shutdown. And in St. Louis, Boeing machinists have made a counteroffer now as the strike there stretches into its third month. The union's latest proposal would shorten the contract from 5 years to four and double the ratification bonus.
You know, I had not kept up paying attention to this, even though I'm from St. Louis. Are they're still not working?
They're still not working.
Do they have scabs? I mean,
I'm not sure.
I don't know either.
I I kind of vaguely remember hearing something
about
people going
to work. I can't
imagine
Boeing is not building airplanes during a strike and not having scabs on. Like, I can't imagine they're just shut down. But I don't know the answer either.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I remember hearing some people going into work maybe a month or 2 months ago.
Okay, all right.
So I'll look that up. We'll get a definitive answer.
Yeah. All right. David, thanks so much for the update. 6:59 here on News Radio 92.3. Is today the last Bands on the Beach, or was it last week?
No, it's today.
It is today. Okay, Bands on the Beach tonight, 7 o'clock. Gulfside Pavilion, put on by the Santa Rosa Island Authority and our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. Outstanding. Do you know who's playing tonight?
The Modern El Dorados.
Oh, okay. Good band to end the season. That's fantastic. Pensacola Symphony Orchestra, classically connected, November 8th, a week from Saturday at the Pensacola Sanger. Win tickets.
On air at 92.